show. Thank you so much for joining me. Please do it again next Friday. Until then, you can find us on MusicSavage.com. Head over to Facebook. You can find us on Twitter at MusicSavage. And you can find yours truly at Ryan D. Rules. That's my Twitter handle. And yes, it does say Ryan Drools if you say it fast. All right, my friends, enjoy the rest of your day, the weekend, and the week. And do come back to me next Friday for another edition of the Music Savage Show. Until then, do stay safe. Take care. Go out and see good music. And have a good time this weekend. See ya.
We are here. Good morning, Medford and Somerville. Welcome to That Heart Radio, the third to last episode. You've been listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and we encourage you to keep it locked for the next 50 minutes. It's going to be a great show. We got a lot of good stuff planned. We've got a special guest in the studio today, a longtime friend of the show, founding member of the show. After the first two episodes, he never came back, but today we have him in studio.
And, it was only two?
And why don't we just let him say some things.
What's up, guys? Good to be back.
Who are you? Because some of the people who are listening to the show today weren't even born when you were first on the air.
My name is Ronan. I'm a senior at Tufts.
Senior at Tufts.
Co-founder
of the show.
President of That Heart.
Okay, well, so...
I'm the founder of That Heart LLC. We use the franchise name for the radio show. And yeah, it's been pretty profitable.
That's all he's got to say.
Yeah.
We did promise Ronan the ability to sing two songs karaoke today, so hopefully his voice is warmed up. We know that was Ronan's specialty when he was on the show.
Yeah.
Zachary, you've been silent.
Yeah. I mean, I'm feeling a little bit intimidated right now because...
Well, you're squeezed between two founders.
Two co-founders.
We've got...
Two founders.
Can't have two founders.
We've
two
got co- Ronan two to my founders. Right. We've got Charlie to my left. And,
You know, there's the Seattle Sounders, but... At the end of the day, like, our team is kind of like the Dat Heart founders.
Yeah, but I mean, there's something to be said. You know, you come and found the
you
show.
You shut up. You shut up right now.
You show up week in, week out. You put in the hard work. I don't know. Some people here, I don't see them putting in the work.
Hey, Ronan's a great guy. This is the Ronan Show Hot Forgiveness Special. And so, first things first, we need to do some airing of grievances. Ronan, what do you have to say for yourself?
What should I say?
Well, I mean, do you want to apologize for the fact that you abandoned the show that you created?
Did I abandon it?
There have been over 40 episodes since your absence.
I mean, I don't really remember the...
There was the 7 a.m. There was the 7 a.m. season. You just ditched. The 8 a.m. years, ditched. We finally worked our way to 9 a.m. and
he comes back on the
third to last show. You come in here.
You expect to be respected like a long-standing member of this
fine community
of listeners, hosts, producers.
We're talking
script writers.
9 to 5, 365.
Well, as far as I remember. I remember the main disagreement was about the karaoke.
Well, that was a huge disagreement. Well, because it made the show horrible.
I don't really think so. Like, how many people are listening right now?
Let's check out Shoutcast.
Oh, 56.
500. No, that's 56.
Nope, that's the bit rate. There's 56 bits listening to us a second.
That doesn't sound right.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, so pretty much nobody's listening, and we're seniors, so we can just do whatever we want.
Well, you can't, and now if you do something bad, you're out of here, buddy boy. I'm gonna call TUPD for breaking the rules.
You got a rule breaker.
Hello, what's your emergency? Yeah, this guy's breaking the rules. All right, Zach, why don't you throw us some music on, and there will be no karaoke.
Ready.
You on aux one?
I'm on aux two.
All right, let's go.
Yeah, let's do it.
We'll be right back.
All right. Awesome song.
He's just putting himself right back in the driver's seat, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was talking to my friends over here, and we're really excited to be ending the show on a high. So from now on, we're going to be very high energy.
Yeah, so going back to the roots of the show is always intended to be kind of a motivational hour.
Yeah.
It's in the early morning, it's the beginning of the weekend, and this is something where I really do agree with Ronan, and Zach can...
I killed the motivational hour aspect of the show at some point.
And so let's return to our roots here. Let's get high energy. Let's get hyped up. Ronan, why don't you plug in? Let's get a song going. And maybe a song we can all sing along to.
Sure.
We'll stall for 30 seconds. And as we are so good at doing.
Indeed.
Zachary, what's good?
Well, you know, if our mics are on, and we know it, we're aware, it's not dead air.
That's true.
You said that, in fact.
Yeah, it's that.
April 22nd, 2016.
Oh, you want to play a clip?
Oh, we could play a little clip, actually.
So here's a little promo for next week's show. We'll do a couple more promos, because we really are excited about the idea for this show. Next week is going to be the DHR... Years in Review. So we'll be playing classic clips from old shows. We'll be reminiscing. We'll play Closing Time at the end of the show. Mm. It's going to be sad. And then
we'll have our final episode.
On the season finale, we'll do the kind of epilogue, and we'll kind of resolve some things. Keep it locked.
Yeah, we're going
to... Fridays at 9 a.m. for the next 2 weeks are going to be off the hook. We really are jumping the shark. Like, we have Ronan. That's such a ridiculous... Like, I mean, in a perfect world, it would be like Ronan has a kid. But,
I mean, this is... So, here's a little preview of what you might expect next week.
It's not plugged in.
Oh, yeah.
Look at this. Two brains are better than one.
Yeah. Three brains.
Alrighty.
Sure, well, you can look it up on...
look her up.
All right, so we'll have a song from the Big Spookster coming up.
The Big Spookster.
Next is the song from... Danny Baker's Boy, from his album...
Bake Me a Cake, I'm the Danny Baker Man.
What is this?
Bake Me a Cake, I'm the Danny Baker Man. Okay. That's not a bad name for an album.
I think my voice is lower now. Or at least today.
It's the Bake Me a Cake EP.
All right, moving on.
All right, moving on. Let's go.
Was that not the end of the song?
Was that the end of the song?
The other song was a big trickster song, and it had all sorts of extra little bonus endings.
It had one, but yeah, it did.
I don't know if you were really catching that before the music break there, but, you know, there's a big difference between Danny Baker's Boy and Danny's Baker Boy. Because a Baker Boy, to me, suggests a boy whose sole purpose in life is to bake. Danny Baker's Boy is just like Danny Baker's a man, and he's got a boy. And so, let's come up with a few, titles for stories about Danny's Baker Boy. Danny Baker's Boy.
Danny Bakes Her Boy.
Danny, now we've got an interesting new development. So, Danny Bakes Her Boy.
Let's take it a
so
dark
who's,
turn.
But whose boy is it? Because we haven't introduced her yet.
Well, Danny's. Danny.
Oh, Danny's a woman's name.
Danny's a woman's. Well, D-A-N-I.
Okay, like. So it'd be D-A-N-I, but Danny Bakes Her Boy.
Danny Bakes Her Boy.
Okay. which is much worse. I mean, this we'll kind of continue more on this subject. I mean, I think Danny Baker's really our muse for today's, rhymes. But earlier this week, you know, stealing a baby is much worse than stealing from a baby.
Yes.
That's true. Well, yeah, that's the difference of one word.
Yeah, seems like I missed a lot.
You missed a lot.
That's a preview. Man. There's Danny Baker's Boy
continues. We're kind of resuming as though we're back. But to an outside observer, it really sounded like we were just still talking.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
no, that's the power of the radio.
Awesome.
So, Danny Baker's boy is a classic meme.
Dan? He bakes her boy.
It just goes up from there. So stay tuned. Next week you'll get to hear the rest of what's happening with Danny Baker boy. Dan, bake me a cake. I'm the baker's man. Bake me a cake as fast as you can. Bake me a cake.
Now, one fun thing that happened this week is we went to a Jon Bon Jovi concert last night.
Oh yeah,
at the Burren. Absolutely amazing show by the king of Bon Jovi. That's a joke, but I guess you wouldn't get it because it's an inside joke. Moving right along. So we got running song.
Yeah. All right. Get ready for some high energy, people.
High energy. Oh, he stopped.
Stall me for 15 seconds.
We're stalling.
Want to hear about the new Swedish Fish product?
No, I think I'm good.
Okay, we're playing. Are we on?
We're on when you're on.
Okay.
Well, no, actually we're not on. The sound is down. Hey, Chuck.
Yeah.
You know, there's sound that's trying to be played.
Oh, okay. Let's go.
Yeah, I think it's being played.
No. In classic Ronin style. They were not playing this song. That's not high energy. It's the definition of low energy.
It's the karaoke version.
Up to high energy because we're very low right now.
No. Just get as high. Just high energy.
Well, what the heck?
Cinco de Mayo. Ever think about that?
Don't culturally appropriate it. Well, now what am I going to sing?
Okay. I don't know, but yeah, this is...
Okay.
Shakira?
No. What am I, 12? What am I, 12 years old?
I recall a 17-year-old Ronin that loved Shakira.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. This is tribute to one of the greatest of all time, who didn't have a last Christmas. This Christmas.
Okay, just double checking what it was. Why I still could. Yeah, we're in. Let's go.
Okay, don't start a step, Charlie.
Do the karaoke lyrics up. It's in.
We're put
in.
The boom boom into my heart. You send my soul sky high when your loving starts. Jitterbug into my brain. It goes a bang, bang, bang till my feet do the same. Something's bugging me, something ain't right. My best friend told me what you did last night. Left me sleeping in my bed. I was dreaming, but I should have been with you instead. Wake me up before you go, go. Leave me hanging on like a yo-yo.
Yo-yo.
Wake me up before you go, go. I don't want to miss it when you hit that high. Wake me up before you go, go. Cause I'm not planning on going solo.
Oh, no.
Wake me up before you go, go. And take me dancing tonight. I want to hit that high. Put the gray skies out of my way. You make the sun shine brighter than a dawn's day. Turn the bright spark to a flame. And my beats per minute never been the same. Cause you're my lady, I'm your fool. It makes me crazy when you act so cruel. Come on baby, let's not fight. We'll go dancing, everything will be alright. Wake me up before you go, go. Don't leave me hanging on like a yo-yo. Wake me up before you go, go. I don't want to miss it when you hit that high. Wake me up before you go, go. Cause I'm not planning on going solo. Wake me up before you go, go. Take me dancing tonight.
We're talking high energy.
I want to hit that high.
Yeah!
Make that heart great again. Follow up, baby. Move it tight. We'll go dancing tomorrow night. It's cold out there, but it's warm in bed. They can dance. We'll stay home instead.
Bim, bim.
Bim, 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 bim.
Wake me up before you go-go. Don't leave me hanging on like a yo-yo. Wake me up before you go-go. Don't want to miss it when you hit that high. Wake me up before you go-go. Cause I'm not planning on going solo. Wake me up before you go-go. And take me dancing tonight. Wake me up before you go-go. Don't leave me hanging on like a yo-yo. Wake me up before you go-go. Don't want to miss it when hit that. Just cut me off. This is why I left. Going solo. Wake me up before you go-go. Take me dancing tonight.
That was about as high energy as it gets.
I can hardly believe it.
I'm not sure if they still play the show, the WMFO stream down in the Brown and Brew.
Oh, they did that?
If they do, we are in deep... I send my deepest condolences to
them. Didn't they close the Brown and Brew already?
No, it's downstairs, dude.
It's going on right now.
Well, who cares about the Brown and Brew?
What? The Brown and Brew cares.
Anyone in the Brown and Brew is listening right
now. No. We love the Brown and Brew. They're our neighbors.
We're seniors. We can, we can curse. Come on.
Well, wait. No, you can't curse, but you can curse the Brown and Brew, but that seems rude.
Yeah, I mean,
but rude.
What have they done to you? I've gotten a nice coffee from there. It's been all right.
Why would you go there?
It's convenient sometimes.
But the campus center is right around the corner.
It's too far.
Consider this, Ronan. You've got to make it to class in the psychology building.
Andy Hall?
Huh?
It is called Andy Hall.
Oh, yeah, what? Did they rename
just
it?
Just don't take classes at Andy Hall. Why would you go to Andy Hall?
Anderson Hall. We've always called it Andy Hall.
Oh, that's not the psychology building?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, you have to take classes in Andy Hall. You have to take classes in psychology.
Change your major.
You have to take classes in Halligan, and you're already over here. You know, you're not going to walk backwards to the campus center. You're going to walk straight through the Brown and Burr.
Just don't drink coffee, because coffee's bad for you.
Well, coffee's not bad for you, Ronan. It's not good for you.
It's legal.
It's legal.
Freaking cocaine. It's legal crack.
No? Not quite.
Yeah.
It's
the government. They're trying to desensitize.
What?
They're trying to drug us.
Okay. I'm gonna read a public service announcement.
It's not going to be about that.
All right. Today's public service announcement, chemtrails. You see those clouds up in the sky that look like straight lines? What the government wants you to think is that it's just Southwest and United flying their planes. But really, it's the government.
It's always the government.
Spraying pesticides and gluten. And DDT.
And gluten.
They're brainwashing us.
I hate gluten.
Break the conditioning. Come on. Wake up. Wake up, people.
I would like everyone to know that if Charlie were at any point to press the button to enable audio from Ronan's phone, there's still karaoke music playing.
Oh, yeah. This is Bohemian Rhapsody.
No, that could be a good one.
Nah.
No.
We had to see Jon Bon Jovi sing.
Is he still alive?
Yes, Jon Bon Jovi's alive. Really? I saw him last night at the Burren.
Cool.
In his new band.
Scattershot.
Nice.
It's Tufts night at the Burren.
With Scattershot. Thursday night. This is our public service announcement.
Thursday night is Tufts night at the Burren. With Scattershot.
That's a cool name.
Come on down and enjoy your favorite hits of the 80s, 90s, and today, like Stacy's Mom.
She's got it going on.
But what is a
Jesse's girl?
Jesse's girl.
Wagon wheel.
Rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel.
That song that goes, make it last all night. And other hits.
So the real important question to ask is, what is a scatter shot?
That's an interesting question. It's got something to do with skeet shooting. Eric's good at skeet shooting. Have you ever met Eric? He's in the Whistling Collective.
Oh, I didn't learn how to whistle. Okay, maybe not on command, but wait.
All right. Before the end of the show, actually, I'm going to do a little... can you give me we'll talk. During the next song, we'll talk about something that we're going to do at the end of the show. First things first, we're going to do the grill safety PSA. I'm so hungry. You all ready for Dunkin' after this?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to do it.
Summer is a super time to cook.
Scatter shot.
So many tasty kinds of food, including
Tough's
vegetables.
Night at the Burin.
On outdoor barbecue. But some of the worst fires ever in Somerville, in Medford, as well as other urban areas, have been caused by grills left unattended on porches. Always move a grill at least 10 feet away from any building before lighting it. Don't even think about using it on a porch, and never, ever, ever leave a lit or smoldering grill unattended. If you observe smoke coming from a porch or building, call 911. If you see people grilling on a porch, call the fire department. You're not being a cranky neighbor, you're a concerned citizen. This has been a public service message from the firefighters of Somerville in Medford and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio, and your friends at That Heart Radio.
Also brought to you by Scattershot.
That's not true.
Tufts Night at the Burin, all about fire safety with Scattershot.
Wait, why is it the
Burin? We're doing the safety dance. Because you gotta be safe if you're gonna be grilling on your porch. No, not your porch. Don't grill on
your porch.
Don't grill
on your
porch. That was the point of the PSA. And Scattershot wants you to know that.
Scattershot.
Scattershot.
Enough. Oh, we're not going to say Scattershot anymore. Ronan, what did you have to say?
I was going to ask, why is it called the Burin and not the Burin?
That's funny.
It's a good one.
It's a place that sells alcohol.
It's really good. Ronan, do you want to do the honors today and do the traffic report?
Oh, yeah. This is... The street we're on right now, is it College Ave or Boston Ave?
You don't need to know.
Okay. So, as you can see here, there's some cars turning, not that much traffic. Traffic lights are doing their job. Everyone's getting to where they need to be. At a safe rate. And yeah.
So, I mean, that's a fine traffic report, Ronan, but you're really only scratching the surface, I feel. So there's always, you know, College Ave is a pretty supernatural place, so can you tell me a little bit something spooky that's going on down there?
Some people are crossing the street.
People, though. I mean, what about warlocks and ghouls?
I don't see any, but...
Well, I think you're wrong.
Okay, let me know if you see any.
So, like, what about UFO landings and
alien
abductions?
Oh, UFOs, dude, that's the government.
Like, come on.
The government, dude, the UFOs are the ones freaking emitting the chemtrails. Where do you think they're coming from?
Okay, well, tell us about them down there on College Ave.
So, the problem with UFOs is that they have transparent cloaks. So, it makes it really hard to see them.
Do you know that a transparent cloak is something you can see through?
Yeah. Which is why it makes it really hard to see. But they're not 100%.
I'm a little bit... So if I'm wearing a transparent cloak right now...
Yeah, what's that going to look like?
Say I made a transparent cloak out of plastic wrap, which is actually something I could do. You'd be able to see me just fine.
It's a cloak that makes you transparent.
Oh, so it's a transparency cloak.
And it's an invisibility cloak.
Yeah.
Could you not think of the word invisibility?
Well,
there's a reason that we kicked you off the show.
There's a reason why nobody's listening right now.
Bot Ronan is going to be so mean. So Ronan,
are we ever going to be able to get enough data for Bot Ronan?
Probably not. So the overall long-term goal of the show is to train some neural network kind of models to simulate us.
You can't simulate me.
Yes, we can.
Well, we probably can't simulate Ronan.
Simulate me right now.
We've got about 10 minutes.
Simulate me right now.
I'm going to Duwick after.
Sorry, so for those listening, we're in a bit of a deadlock now because Ronan knows that I'm going to copy anything he says.
Well, there's a difference, between similar
and simulate.
And copying.
And copying.
You're just copying. You're not copying simulating.
Copying, you're simulating me. He just did a shrug. I also did a shrug.
Yeah.
We can go at this all day, buddy boy.
We can make it last all night.
All right. Zach, why don't you play us a song?
All right. Make it last all night. Okay. Something's
alone. That was good.
Oh, what?
Hack.
How was that playing on my phone? It wasn't playing anything.
It wasn't. Some things were never said. We were on one endless road, but I had a wandering heart. I said we were opposite lovers. You kept trying to prove me wrong. Just know that I want you back. Just know that I want you back. Just know that I want you. I'll take the fall and the fault, and I'll give you all the love I never gave before I left. Just know that I want you back. Just know that I want you back. Just know that I want you. I'll take the fall and the fault, and I'll give you all the before I left you. I know it's hard to hear it, and it may never be enough, but don't take it out on me now, 'cause I blame it all on myself. And I had a fear of forgiveness. I was too proud to say I was wrong. But all time is gone, no more fear and control. I'm ready for the both of us now. So just know that I want you back. Just know that I want you back. Just know that I want you. I'll take the fall and the fault, and I'll give you all the love I never gave before I left you. Just know that I want you back. Just know. You, I'll take the fall and the fault, and I'll give you all the love I never gave before I left.
We are back.
We are back.
If anyone in the entire universe is actually listening right now, I want you to prove that we have at least one listener by calling.
Don't do it.
1-855.
Do not do it.
915-9636.
Don't do it. Do not do it.
Call That's 1-855-247-6421.
Call that number. Sorry, Charlie.
Don't do it.
It's 1-855-247-4-1.
It's fake news.
9-6.
That is fake news. The real number is 855-915-WMFO.
855.
Why is it toll free?
915.
Why is it toll? We should be collecting tolls.
So, I think, you know, I grew up on Long Island. Everyone knows this. There's a classic ad on Long Island for a pool company. And it's been playing on TV since as long as I can remember with, you know, they always change it for their special, but there's always this end segment that has remained the same. And
I would color me interested.
I would like to play a little clip from that ad.
Right sure.
So, don't want to change the subject, but it's been about a minute.
Since what?
Since we asked people to call.
Oh, nobody cares about that, Ronan.
Brothers Three Pools voted best of Long Island fourth year in a row. Spectacular preseason sale. Save right now on above ground and semi-in-ground pools, filters, heaters, liners, and more.
The family that makes them sells them.
Swim now, pay later. 0% interest plans. Fantastic quality, price, and selection. Thinking of getting a pool? The best deals are now.
Buy now and save. And remember, my uncle makes them, my father sells them. You can't be that combination.
Brothers Three Pools, Bethpage and Sayville.
You can't beat that combination.
You know what I've been really wanting to get?
A pool?
Hot tub.
Oh, no, let's elaborate. What the heck was that?
Ignore.
I'm so hungry, I think I'm going to pass out.
Really?
It's yes.
8 o'clock.
It's 9:46.
Oh, still.
You say it's 8 o'clock? Where are you?
I don't know, I got it. Ah! Ah!
We can talk over this. It's just fine. Just a little bit of beaming.
Coming out of my cage and I've been doing just fine. Gotta be down because I want it all. It started out with a kiss. How did it end up like this? It was only a kiss. It was only a kiss. Now I'm falling asleep and she's calling a cab while he's having a smoke and she's taking a drag. Now they're going to bed.
Damn, and my stomach is sick.
This is gonna get inaudible, like, kind of soon. We're gonna bump the key by two, according to the comments.
Sorry, so what was that?
What?
What was that?
That was Mr. Brightside, except anytime a pronoun is used, it gets faster.
That's funny.
I feel like Charlie's being very authoritative with his soundboard. Just silencing
the will of the people.
Censoring.
That's my job.
It's fascist.
No, it's free speech. It's free speech. It's my free speech. My free speech is to shut down your free speech.
You know,
jerk.
Who wanted to shut down free speech?
I don't. Oh. Yeah, I mean, you can name a lot of dictators.
Adolf Hitler.
Oh, God.
The bunch of Nazis. That's so. Ronan comes on the show for the first time in years, and he just goes calling us a bunch of Nazis.
I'm just
not cool. Not cool.
I'm just trying to speak. I'm just trying to raise the energy of the show.
Just well, we're getting higher energy in a second.
This is
It's been 48 minutes. All right,
we're gonna have a new
people
segment.
People are waiting for some energy.
This is a new recurring segment.
Any.
We're gonna keep this going for years and years and years. This is the Dad Heart Radio Dance Hour.
All right,
dance. Yeah. Dance hour.
Are you gonna play Crazy Frog?
Can you play Lady Gaga just?
Can you play a new version of Crazy Frog for us?
Play Lady Gaga.
Just a new. Oh
yeah.
So this is the.
Let's. What do you think about Crazy Frog?
You know.
Say bim bim. Say bom 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 bom. Can you say that for us?
I'm not gonna do what you tell me.
So we're here with the world premiere of a brand new composition.
Inspired by Scattershot.
No, it's not true. By Crazy Frog.
Crazy Frog.
Okay, yeah, that's better.
I like Axel F, but
yeah, well, that's what we're about to play.
Oh. Alrighty. You know, suck.
It was written by a friend of the show, Tony LaBeo.
Oh, really?
For his Music 10 final project. He got an A- in the class. It was honestly lit.
Really? Damn.
Professor John McCain said...
John McCain?
I really wanted to... Yes, John McCain.
Damn.
I really wanted to nail him for plagiarism, and I looked for MIDI versions of that dang song for like an hour, and I couldn't find one, so I had to give him an A-.
Wow. Why the Midas, though?
He didn't do very well in the class.
Why is it like music appreciation?
No, it's music theory.
He didn't get the theories right.
He didn't get them all right.
Yeah, I mean the theory of relativity.
What's the theory?
Then we got different notes, rhythms, just chords.
Tunneling.
Dude, I think they just
quantum tunneling.
Maybe he just had some new theories and they just didn't want to accept them.
Yeah, they're like not like not knowing the names of chords and stuff.
Maybe he came out with a new chord.
Mm-hmm.
New mixtape. New fire mixtape.
New mixtape.
New
mixtape.
Well, he did come out with a new mixtape.
Yeah. Teachers just hating.
Teachers just hating.
Not appreciating.
You know, my stomach is starting to feel real empty.
Wow, you guys. I don't know. Maybe it's just because I don't really wake up at this time, usually. But, cool. Are we going to sing another song?
Are we going to sing another song? You know what? Why don't, Charlie, why don't we sing?
No, we're not going to sing. I'm going to whistle. You're going to play Love on Top by Beyonce.
Am I?
Let's have a vote. Since Charlie doesn't really like freedom and free speech and free rights.
All right. Someone...
Okay.
Someone.
Everyone, call in to cast your votes. 1-855-915-9636. If you call, you opt in to hear Charlie whistle. If you don't, then you're opting out.
And we'll wait 30 seconds for your votes to come in. Stay tuned.
You cannot vote for yourself. This kind of dead air.
What is going on?
SpongeBob sound effects. Oh. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. All right, let's do a little bit of whistling.
Neither of us can whistle.
I can whistle. It's me. This is my show. This is my show.
All right, go for it.
Can you play me a backing track? Any song. Just give me any song that I know. Okay. But I need to be able to whistle to it.
All right, perfect.
This isn't dead air. This is preparation. This is suspense.
You want to turn the sound on, probably.
Yeah, for sure. Let's go. I've sung this enough times. I shouldn't know.
No.
What?
We came in earlier.
Is it? We're still haven't come in yet?
Yeah. Now we're in. Can't what?
$1 million. I will buy you a house. If I had $1 million, maybe Chesterfield or an ottoman.
That was the worst.
Okay, the main problem I have with that song.
That was the worst minute of my life.
Is that $1 million?
Maybe a Chesterfield or an ottoman.
We'll buy you a house.
In Wisconsin,
like North Korea.
You can't go to North Korea.
Exactly.
Well, but you could buy a house and you could buy a whole city block in Detroit.
No, you can't.
Yes, you can.
And also, this you know,
we're in a bit of a standoff here as well.
Inflation. This is a song from like 1993.
Yeah, it's probably at least like a million.
They should update the song to like 2 million, 3 million.
You can buy a house.
You know, they're not
and
saying.
And some Dijon ketchup? Come on.
Yeah, I mean, you can buy the Dijon ketchup with anything, but.
Dijon ketchup can't be more than
now,
$5.
Now, the monkey.
You can't really buy a monkey.
You can't buy a monkey.
Haven't you always wanted a monkey?
You can buy a monkey.
Oh.
Well, I've always wanted a monkey. Well, this is a monumental waste of time, huh?
Yeah.
Well, Ryan, we just want to, as the show winds down today, we wanted to say thank you for bringing back the high energy attitude that has always been the soul of this show.
You're welcome.
Until I ruined it.
Thanks for
having
me
on. And turned this into my meme cage.
It's just Zach's memeville. So we want to thank you for that. We forgive you for abandoning the show, and we hope we can have a productive working relationship in the future.
And as such, we present to you this certificate of forgiveness.
Yes. Yes. It'll be delivered digitally, but for the purposes of the radio show, we're delivering it now.
In 4 to 6 weeks. Expected in your inbox.
Can you give us your permanent address? Can you give it to us on the air, actually?
Yeah. It's...
And the last four digits of your credit card. And the CVC.
Well, you
go first.
It's 179 Curtis Avenue, Somerville.
You live on Curtis?
Where do you live?
I live on Chetwynd.
176 Chetwynd Road.
The Chetwynd's not that long of a road.
It is a road, though. Okay. Not an F.
Yeah. Okay, so we got a minute.
Worth mentioning.
I guess we're done.
Yeah, I guess we're done. It's been a great show, and you've been listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Brought to you by Scattershot.
That's not true. It's just
Scattershot Nights at the Burren.
That's not
Thursday at Tufts.
That's not true.
Tufts Burren. Burren Nights at Tufts with Scattershot.
So he's
Scattershot Nights at Tufts with the Burren.
All right. Ronan, thank you so much for coming. And again, you've been listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Please tune in next week at 9 a.m. for Friday morning tunes and a great special where we recap the history of the show and look forward to its future as we begin the transition to the life where we are bots. Thank you.